Thanks, Nachum. We follow up Thanksgiving with a sports update, and there sure was more than turkey and stuffing flying around the Yeshiva League. Straight ahead on your Tuesday morning jam in the AM Sports Update, Flatbush wins two, including a statement game in varsity hockey. Frisch sets itself apart in the JV Hockey West. North Shore goes 3-0 to rise on the varsity basketball leaderboards, and Hillel pulls off a major upset in JV basketball. All that and more coming right up. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We start out in varsity hockey, where Falcon was apparently not on the menu this past holiday. Flatbush went 2-0, knocking off Solomon Schechter on the road last Tuesday night 8-1, followed up by a barn burner 10-7 win over previously undefeated North Shore last night in Brooklyn. Senior Joe Catton, a threat to break the league scoring record last season, put home 7 for the Falcons in a game that was within a goal or two until the last 4 minutes of the contest. The wins improved Flatbush's record to 3-3, with an important back-to-back against Hank over the next week, followed up by a rival game with Mag and David next Thursday night. North Shore drops to 6-1 and is about to hit a rough stretch in their schedule with YDE and DRS over the next 7 days. In other action, Frisch completed the home-and-home against Kushner with a 3-1 win in the rink to improve to 5-1, and Hafter stayed undefeated, downing Rambam 5-2-1. In JV hockey, only 3 games on the past week, but a big one out west, where Frisch blanked SAR last night 4-0. Frisch is now the only undefeated team left standing at 6-0, and can clinch the West with wins in their next 2 contests against MTA on Sunday and a return bout with SAR next Thursday. In other action, Stephen Franco's hat trick led YDE over MTA to even their record at 2-2-1, and Hafter jumped to the top of the East with 7 points with a win over Rambam, despite a funky 2-1-2-1 record. We move over to JV basketball, where the Hillel Heat upended the Frisch Cougars 44-42, knocking Frisch from the ranks of the undefeated. Tied with under 10 seconds to go in the contest, Frisch could not convert coming out of a timeout, and a full court pass to Martin Gamal ended up at the bottom of the Hillel basket, breaking the deadlock as the buzzer sounded. Hillel improves to 3-3 and gains more separation from the bottom of the division, but now can claim a major win as they move through the second half of their schedule. Finally, in varsity basketball, the North Shore Lions have jumped to the top of the East standings, sweeping YDE, Waterbury, and Magan Abraham to improve to 5-1. The 71-64 win over YDE on Tuesday avenges their only loss on the year, which occurred in their season opening contest. Charlie Sassoon netted 29 points in the win for the Lions. North Shore now is tied with YDE in record, with both still a loss behind DRS, who currently sits at 5-0. Out west, TABC and SAR are both 5-0 at the top of the standings, following TABC's 63-53 win over Hillel and SAR's 54-36 win over Frisch. For TABC, Ayal Kinderler's 20-20 double-double with 22 points and 23 rebounds paced the Storm in the victory over the Heat. And that was your Tuesday morning jam in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.